Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to welcome you in here to our Clay County Corner this morning, where we come to you live in living color on your radio dial. If you're hearing me, you happen to be tuned to WVFB 101.5 FM, Kick Country. And it's a pleasure being here each Thursday morning. And hope this morning we've got another interesting guest this morning. We don't know where we may wander off to before this is over with, but we'll be doing that here in a little bit. Of course, I want to remind everyone that we're right in the midst of our basketball season over at the high school. And I know we're going to play a whole bunch of games away from home here for a little stretch, but you can get out and support as you can. And also, we've got a couple of more things to talk about that are going on. I know right now we're closed for the rest of the week, and it's not for snow. We have an outbreak of flu in our schools, and to protect our young folks, you know, stay home, and then when they're at home, now you keep them at home too. Don't let them get out and run around and carry on. Keep them at the house where we can get them all healed up and get them back in school here maybe by next Monday. But we really appreciate you all listening to us here each Thursday morning. We thank the folks that make this possible, that being the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and also the Three Star Committee, which have funded this thing for a number of years now, and also all of the fine folks that sponsor here. I know we have some major sponsors that help make this possible, and I know that they get a little special recognition. And if you would like to be a sponsor of the Clay County Corner, you know, just give them a call up there. And, of course, a good number to call is 270-487-6119, and they can take care of you and get you lined up and get you an ad here on the radio station. And, of course, we go out just all over this whole area. I don't know how many miles we go out from our big tower out at Midway. We broadcast to the world, but it don't hardly go that far. But just, you know, tune us in, and we really appreciate all the folks that do that. And with that, before we go any farther, I guess, we'll remind everyone that we have some birthdays today, and we'll be giving away our birthday prize here at the end of the show. And we just we'll take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and come back with our guest today. With that, we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. I have a very special guest this morning, and he goes under pseudonyms and does a lot of things. And introduce yourself with your given name this morning, if you don't care.
My name is J.D. Parker, and I write under the name of J.D. Summerall.
And you do write some songs and things like that, and I construct a little poetry along the line. And
yes, I do. I write poetry. I also write anecdotes. And one of these days, I hope to finish a couple novels I started a long time ago.
Okay, we'll get into that just a little bit. But, you know, one of the popular songs, country songs, was "This Is How I Got to Memphis." How did you get to Salina, Clay County? Now, let's back all the way back. Tell us about yourself. Let your friends and neighbors know a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, my parents kidnapped me when I was 9 years old and took me from southern Mississippi up to southeastern Michigan. Of course, they all wanted to go, but I didn't. That's why I call it a kidnapping. But the good Lord finally led me back south, and we found a little place here in Salina, and we didn't know which house to buy, but we looked back and go, well, there was a couple deer looking at us at this one house. So I think that's where the Lord wants us to go. So that's what we bought, and I love it there.
Fill us in on from Michigan to Salina.
Well, my mother was born in Mississippi, and she and my father were the only two people of the family in Mississippi that went to Michigan to work in the automobile factory. That'd be in the late 50s. And they were there to make money.
Right.
And, of course, my roots were south, so every year we went to visit my mama in Moselle, Mississippi. And I've always considered myself a southerner. I was a hillbilly up there, and I was a Yankee down here. So I ended up going to school at Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. And I've always wanted to love the South, and I worked in Jackson, Mississippi for a couple of years before I went to college. But from the helicopter crashes in Vietnam and my back, I couldn't stand that cold weather in Michigan, and I didn't like it up there anyway, so I headed south and started looking in Tennessee, and we wound up in Salina, and I love it here.
Well, you know, right off the bat there, you know, that's a great deal of appreciation, congratulations, all of those type things as a Vietnam veteran, and I know that's still a touchy part of our history, and
well, the best part of my history in that respect is that the good Lord saved me 3 or 4 times. I mean, in reality, I probably shouldn't be here, but I have to thank him every day that I am.
Well, we're glad you're. Did you ever participate in the automobile manufacturing?
As a matter of fact, I worked as an engineer for Ford Motor Company for about 13 years, and that was a very enlightening experience. And I met a lot of great people, some hard workers and some not so hard. It was those times, you know. But it was a great experience. I thank Ford Motor Company for that. But my heart's always been in writing, so I couldn't stay there.
Okay. Exactly what did you do there?
I was a mechanical engineer. And I actually worked on the plant level with the workers on the floor. And I was in charge of a lot of these stands that they use for checking carburetors automatically, and I had to make sure the stands worked or maintained and did what they were supposed to do.
Okay, so you made sure they got the fuel made it down to the top of the piston.
Right. Yep. That was it.
Okay, now, from Ford, what was your next venture?
My next venture from Ford was I bought an old house. It was built in about 1875 and in Brighton, Michigan. And my idea was I'd spend about 2 or 3 years fix it up, sell it, move to Nashville, and pursue a songwriting career. But, you know, the good Lord and women got in the middle of those plans. And I ended up staying in the house for 30 years before I finally said, I got to get out of here.
So you packed up and headed south this time.
Yep,
for real.
Yep. I started looking on the Internet, and thank the good Lord for the Internet. I started looking at houses in Tennessee, Columbia, right around Nashville. We found some houses in Salina, and we fell in love with the place.
Well,
I'm going to die here.
But in no time soon.
I hope not.
Okay, now, and I know we've had a little bit of short conversation, and also with Mr. Kevin Donaldson, that you and I go to church with the especially a lot on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
I know he visits down at your congregation. He's an elder where I attend church.
Yes, Kevin's preached at our
yes, and
church.
He said you have kind of an interesting story about your little bit of your college career, where you may have knew or played with a very famous NFL football player.
Yes, I was fortunate enough. By the time I got out of the Army, I went from 5'6" and 138 pounds out of high school to 6'1" and 195 in Mississippi after being there for about a month and a half. And I never played any organized sports at all in high school. But I said to myself, you know, I'm big enough, I can play baseball, because I've always loved baseball, been a good pitcher. And I made the team as a walk-on, and lo and behold, I'm walking out to the field with another fellow, and he goes, we're about 200 yards from the field, and there's a fellow out there in football sweats, and you got a couple guys in suits standing behind him on the mound. And Grady's about 6'6", and he looks down at me, and he goes, well, there's Guy. And I go, who? He says, Ray Guy. And I go, who's Ray Guy? You don't know who Ray Guy is. Well, long story short, it was Ray Guy. And most people don't know that he was just one fantastic baseball pitcher, although everybody in football wanted him for his punting. There are a lot of teams that wanted him for his pitching. But we were the guys that he and I was one that when we got out and warmed up, we pitched together. And I remember one time we got in what we call a burnout, and he started throwing hard to me, and I started throwing hard to him. Of course, Ray was the best pitcher on the team in my mind, but my nickname was Smoke. And when I got about to the dugout, them fellas go, so you and Ray were in a little burnout there. I go, yeah, no big deal. Being a Vietnam vet, I didn't want to tell him that my hand was killing me. He was throwing me lead. It was killing me, and I just sucked it up and didn't say anything.
But for those of you that don't know the history of the gentleman he's speaking of, there is the Gray Guy, who was, and probably always will be the most famous punter ever in the National Football League. I know he's in all the Hall of Fames, I'm sure all over Mississippi and in the NFL and everywhere else. Now, I don't know whether anyone has ever surpassed all of his records that he had in the NFL or not, but he was, I guess, one of the first, I know he was the first punter, to ever be drafted in the first round of the NFL.
Yes.
And I know he played with, back in the days when Dave Casper played, he was probably there when the Snake was there. And just all of those great Oakland Raider NFL football teams played on a number of championships. When the Raiders were, I mean, they were the big team that, you know, that came out of the old AFL when they joined. It's kind of, you know, you look back on it and you didn't think it was all that much at the time. But
right. As a matter of fact, one of our off-season coaches was a fellow named Bill Lee. And he's standing behind me watching me play and pitching me. He goes, "Geez, Joe, you throw a whole lot harder than I do." And I didn't say this, but I thought it. I thought, well, who are you? You only won 6 games last year and you lost 9. I didn't say anything to him. But 3 years later, Bill was starting the World Series for the Boston Red Sox. He started 3 games, and I'm at the TV going, "Hey, Bill, remember me?
Yeah.
Did I get a kick?"
Okay. We'll take a little short break. We're getting a few words from our sponsors. And then we're going to talk about something that you're getting going to get involved in. It's going on here in Clay County and along your lines of your songwriting, and we'll do that when we get back. And I'm going to do a little quick overview of what it is, and then let you talk about it a little bit, and about what runs through the mind of a songwriter, and where do ideas come from, and things like that. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hi, everyone. I hope you picked up a lot of good information about the businesses here in and around Clay County, just enough to get you to bring some of your money or leave some of your money here in Salina instead of taking it all to Cookeville. We've got stuff here for you. But right now, I guess we're going to change horses here in a minute. But right now, what we have something going on here. I believe the date on that was like February the 2nd. I believe they told us yesterday that we're going to be hosting one of the preliminary rounds of the Tennessee Songwriters show for 2024. And
this is the fifth annual Tennessee Songwriters Week, and it kicks off on the 21st of this month and celebrates the foundation of the craft for which Tennessee is known, music. Tennessee is the home of seven genres of music, not only making it a vital part of our state's cultural and heritage, but arguably our biggest export in the world. And if you listen to the news this morning, excuse me, our governor, they're working on passing a law to protect our performers, songwriters, and things like that from this artificial intelligence thing, where you cannot duplicate artificial characters of people singing songs on TV, radio, and that type thing. That if you want to play a song written by Joe, you're going to have to give Joe credit for it, and whoever's singing it, the live person, is who. I think the state of Tennessee kind of sees that a way of getting around paying some royalties for some of these people. But okay, but now prior to the Songwriters Week, the Tennessee Department of Tourism Development and the Bluebird Cafe invite up-and-coming songwriters to register for participation. And we have open registration here now over at the Chamber with Miss Beverly Murphy. If you would like to do that, and eligible songwriters will be given an opportunity to play an original work at a qualifying round. And these qualifying rounds will be hosted by 70 venues throughout the state. And a panel of judges in each of these venues located throughout the state will select two songwriters to advance to the Songwriters Week showcase for a total of 140 songwriters. That's a pretty good number, and they will all gather in. And these classics will be hosted in the following cities: in Franklin, Tennessee, Gallatin, Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Gatlinburg, and Johnson City. If you one of the winners from the Songwriters Night here in Clay County, you would qualify for one of those. And this contest, I know I'm rattling on now pretty good, but this contest is open to anyone from anywhere. This is an open competition. You don't have to be a Clay County resident. You don't have to be a resident. You do have to be a resident of the United States, including the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and you have to be at least 18 years old and be and reach the age of majority, which means you need to be 18 years or older. And so an entry can be an individual songwriter, a duo, or trio who has not previously won a showcase event. This is for new people each year, and like I said, this is a big, big deal. So, you know, if you'd like to be a part of this, don't be afraid. And this is going to be held over in the women's building over at the fairgrounds. And there, of course, it'll be set up with the sound system and everything. And you can, like I said, you can anything from one to three people. And it does have to be a song. And it's a great thing for the state of Tennessee. It's a great thing, great way to show off our songwriting ability. And, you know, and of course, when we speak of songwriting, we're so proud of our songwriter here in Clay County. That's Miss Lola Jean, who has written numerous songs for folks like Loretta Lynn and Reba McEntire. And we'll remind everyone that on February the 15th, we're going to have a little show here of her music again. So keep that in your mind. And with that, I'm going to let Joe come. Now, he is our local resident, lives right just across the river, looking down at the river. But he has a number of songs he's written over the years. And, he's already got to introduce himself to you a little bit. But now, Joe, tell us a little bit about your songwriting. How are you sitting down with your quill and your paper and you put words down?
Actually, I go outside with my dogs. And I walk the property, and lo and behold, the words have just start popping in my head, and it's all I can do. I remember them. I go in and write them down, and they come at different times during the day and night, and it's like I'm not trying to think these songs up. I know the good Lord has a lot to do with what I write.
You know, those phrases come in your mind, don't they? It may just
be one line you build.
Exactly.
You build a 3 or 4 minute song from one line that came into your mind.
Right. Yep.
Okay, now, your genre of music.
I write country. I write what I call country gospel. I write blues. I write some songs that would be considered, I don't know if the listeners know Ray Stevens. He wrote a lot of kind of funny songs.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of them.
Okay. You hadn't written The Flash or anything like that, is it?
I'm sorry?
The Flash.
Oh, no, not that one. No, not The Flash. I have written a song about a guy that did chase a girl all over the United States, and he finally realized he was chasing his girlfriend's twin sister.
That sounds like a pretty good subject to deal with.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
But okay, now, putting the words together, education-wise, language classes, English classes?
The only thing I can do is, if I were to try and advise, because I'm an old guy, if I were to advise a young writer, I would suggest that they read poetry. Take Robert Frost or John Keats, and as the perfect example of putting ideas into very short sentences. And basically a song is just a story. And the best songs tell the most with the least amount of words. And poetry is a...
Well, you know, a little phrase that came into my mind once, and I put some words down somewhere or another, was, you know, folks with serious mental problems, was that his mind was so closed that it was like a dark space in a dark space in space, that it was so tight that even the thought couldn't come out of his mind. It was just something, you know, that someone's mind that wouldn't allow. And we know what a dark hole in space is, where nothing comes out of it.
Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, someone's mind becomes that way, where it is so dark.
And I'm going to go off script a little bit here, and you're talking about a dark hole. One of the most perplexing questions my young son, 3 years old, asked me was, "Daddy, what's a hole made out of?" You're laughing. I looked at him. I was pretty bewildered.
Nothing. Okay. You want to go through one of your numbers here?
It's only fitting that I've written a lot of country, but lately I've been writing a little what I call country gospel. And a song that I was asked to sing at church after the last prayer for dismissal, I sang some. And it's fitting that I sing something gospel on the gospel line. And this song was given to me, and it's called Your Help Today, and Y-O-U-R is capitalized because it's in reference to God.
Yes.
I don't have my guitar with me, but if I had it, you would say, try it without the guitar. Just how hard is it for you to pray? Get down on your knees and say, Lord, it seems I've lost my way, and I'm going to need your help today. And I said, Lord, just strike me blind. If I can't live a life that's kind, too many hearts been filled with hate, Lord, I'm going to need your help today. When the lost sheep cries out for the Lord, in time God opens every door, always unseen, but never late. Lord, I'm going to need your help today. And just how hard it is for you to pray. Get down on your knees and say, Lord, it seems I've lost my way, and I'm going to need your help today. People losing hope, living on our streets. Now all they see, all they know. I'm sorry. People losing hope, and living on our streets. And all they know is what's gone wrong. They've never seen God's saving grace, Lord. We're going to need your help today. and just how hard is it for us to pray? To get down on our knees and sing. Lord, it seems we've lost our way. We're going to need your help today. Lord, it seems we've lost our way. We're going to need your help today. I messed up that last verse, but...
Okay, great job. And we're going to let you do a couple more recitations here in a minute. Right now, I'm going to announce our birthday today, and we'll take a little short break, come back, and we're going to let, Mr. Summerall.
Yeah, J.D. Summerall.
We're celebrating a birthday today, Miss Margie Boone. We sure a happy birthday. Miss Lisa Davis, celebrating a birthday, and then an anniversary. We have Brenda and Gary Watson celebrating a birthday. We'd like to, an anniversary. We'd like to wish them a happy anniversary. Ms. Cherise Kazlikowski, a birthday. Miss Erica Melton Adams. And also a former basketball teammate of mine from many years ago who doesn't really live in Clay County anymore, Mr. Bill Bailey, who has lots of folks here. So we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday. And here toward the end of the show, we will come up with a winner who receives our birthday prize, which you go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up your envelope, which has some coin of the realm in it, I think, or something now. So you can take care of that. And we'll do that here toward the end of the show. Right now, we'll take a little short break and get a few words in from our sponsors, come back, talk a little bit more about our songwriting show coming up, and maybe some other things here that we've got going on at the court. But that will be back here in just a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Bank Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
are back. Let's look at our things here on the songwriting thing. And like I said, the performances are going to begin. And if you want to be a part of this, like I said, go over to the chamber or give Beverly a call over, Beverly Murphy, and she can set you up on that. And, you know, there's just lots of opportunities here. And you don't have to be a competent professional person. You know, if you've got something that you're proud of and you've written and you think you have set your own music to it, and but you know, then if you win one of these things, or if you don't win and someone hears it, you know, it may be a stepping stone for success in the field of songwriting. And I know, you know, if we've looked at the story of Lola Jean Dillon over the years here, how she went down to Nashville and started out answering the phone down there for, I think maybe for, what's his name, Howard, I can't think of the songwriter's last name. But she worked in his office and luckily, you know, got some songs to him that she had written and she was singing. And from that, Harlan Howard, I'll think of the right name here in a minute, she worked on answering phones there and but made her way up. And but now that, you know, this is kind of a little bit of a shortcut to things like that. It gives anyone anywhere in this area a chance to come and show off their prowess at putting words together and making music. Okay, now, Joe, it's your turn. What would you like to do now?
Well, the next song I'd like to do is called A Little Bit of Jesus. And it goes like this. Just a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. And you don't have to travel far to hear what he's got to say. Just close your eyes and realize you've never been alone. And every prayer that you pray moves you closer to his throne. He stands at the ready every second of every day. Just a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. Now this life we live, it comes and goes in the blink of an eye. Yet Jesus knocks on every door and waits for your reply. When he calls your name and fans the flame that flickers in your heart, just open your door and let him show you where to start. Evil men will cringe every time they hear you say, just a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. Now, Lord made plans for Abraham, for Moses, and for Job, for Daniel in the lion's den, and the boat Noah had to float, from the sermon on the mount, and his blood shed on the cross, to the airways with Billy Graham, saving souls that had been lost. On the road to Damascus, you'll meet strangers who just say, just a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. And then that song will pick up with the first verse again. And that's a nice little song.
You know, and I like, you know, the rhyme scheme in that. About every third or fourth word is part of the rhyme scheme. It just, I really do like those kind of things. We've got time. You can do one more if you would like. And
one more? Okay, let me see what I got here. Okay, this is a song.
You're going to have to come back sometime, go up in the theater, bring your guitar, and do something.
Okay, I do that.
We're going to have one of those nights here before long.
This is one I might like to do it here at the little get-together we're going to have at the fairgrounds at 6:30 on February 2nd. Is that February 2nd? 6:30.
Yeah.
It's called Who's Carrying Who? And it's about this button heads we got between men and women. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
So this is called Who's Carrying Who? And the second part is sung by a female, and I'll let you know when that comes in. So I won't be able to sing. I won't be able to sing that, but maybe I can get Miss Cherokee to sing that part for me.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Men and women, button heads, ever since Adam and Eve, who's doing all of the work, who's carrying most of the load? You think it's you? I know it's me. Cause I work all day, got no time to play. Then when I get home, you get my check, I get your honeydew list. I'm working myself to the phone. Now who's carrying who? How did it get that way? You're looking at me and can't even see. I'm pulling more than my weight. You think I could do more? I'm doing all I can do. It's just me and you and two points of view. Who's Kerry and who? And then the girl comes in, the lady comes in, and she thinks, every man has his macho plan, all highly overrated. If you had to do half of what I did, you'd have to be sedated. Because I chased four kids running four different ways. Clean house, wash clothes, take a minute to pray. Supper's on the table when you get home. I'm working myself to the bone. And then the girl sings the chorus over who's carrying whom, blah, blah, blah. And then the last verse, he goes, now, I'm staring at her. She's staring at me. Her beady-eyed face is getting redder. Come to find all this time, we've been working together. And then they both sing the chorus.
Very, very neat. And with that, I'm going to take another short break. And, Joe, I'm going to let you get out of here. And appreciate
it's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne.
And I hope everyone's enjoyed this. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back, everyone. I appreciate Joe coming by, and I hope you enjoyed some of that. And, you know, I guess you can kind of imagine what it'd be like if he'd had his guitar with him, or, you know, and I can kind of imagine maybe he and Cherokee doing the last song he did together. But it's great having them here. And right now, I know Mike Watson just came in. He's been working on our doors here at the courthouse for a pretty good while, and we're about to get a whole lot of that done. And I thought we might just talk a few minutes about what it was like tearing into doors that could possibly be as old as 150 years old, and kind of some of the things that he ran into. And just tell me a little bit about what all you ran into.
Well, it started off, the first two doors were yellow poplar, and then we switched to the next two. I think all the rest of them are actually chestnut, and they have been patched and everything several times over, so we had to go back and correct a lot of stuff that had been hadn't been fixed well.
And, you know, and one of the things, you know, that we really want to do and did a good job with that is, you know, you could take doors like that and you could, with the wood putty, a lot of sanding, a lot of work, and just make them just look plumb brand new. But that doesn't fit well with a 150-year-old building, does it?
No, we wanted to maintain some of the character that they, and over that time, they build their own character, and you want to retain as much of that as possible, but still make them functional and work right.
Okay, and yeah, I know the one door here, I don't know how you would describe how that door was even made. You know, most doors would be made with just solid wood, and when you uncovered that one, it didn't look that way, did it?
Yeah, it had a patch that had been put in that had deteriorated, and had to take it back out and redo the bottom of the door.
And it really wasn't solid wood across under there.
It had decomposed quite a bit.
And, you know, and we also, when we took the part of the door facing off, and we discovered something here that probably, I said something about the doors being 150 years old. In all probability, they may have not been, or they have been modified over the years to fit where they were refaced and over the original door facing, things like. And, you know, what did that look like when you first saw that?
Yeah, they had, a lot of them had been cut on the top, or added to on the top and the bottom, and one of them had a barked edge on the edge of the door that had been filled in with wood filler to make it have a corner on it. And it's kind of unusual to use a barked edge board on a door.
But, you know, that's, and then the, like you said, the different sizes, the different things, and you know, when we looked through and got to looking at them, I had noticed over the years that the main pair of doors that have been used for years and years, they didn't even match.
No, they were different style from one door to the other. But one thing I noticed, too, is all of the doors were put together with wooden pegs. They were all mortised and pinioned together, and all of the panels are put together with wooden pegs.
And so... And you had to make a few wooden pegs and do a little mortising working.
Yeah, a little here and there. I mean, that's just something you do when you work on old stuff like that.
And, you know, for years and years we've had these doors, the fasteners haven't, I don't know, I think all of them had fasteners on them, but they didn't work, and we have put a wooden bar across behind them to keep them closed and everything. But now all of the doors are going to be able to be open and closed, and they're closing themselves behind you. And...
Jake break.
That was a good sound there. But I know that you know, it's going to make this building more user-friendly, where we can get folks in and out.
Yeah, it should be a little warmer, too, getting your thing all sealed up a little better.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, too, that I noticed over the years when you'd be in here, some of the doors in the fall, the falling leaves would drift into the hallway of the courthouse. But, you know, hopefully we're getting all those things taken care of. And I know that... you know, just looking around at the general looks of the courthouse, we've got the new floor down, and we're going to be doing some more work on it. We're going to get some plaster work done, going to get some more windows done, and you know, it's been great having being able to get our doors refinished, and especially the floors, two of the more visible things that everyone will see, and then all of our work up in the theater.
Hopefully we've got everything to where it'll last another 150 years.
Well, you know, and maybe you reckon we'll be around to celebrate the next 150 or...
I doubt that. Well, I know that. No, we won't be here though.
But, you know, that when we have, you know, buildings like this just for so many years, and a lot of the not only in Salina, but in a lot of the, you know, the smaller towns around throughout the county, and I'm sure it's probably the same over in Monroe County, that when something new came in, we couldn't wait to get the old torn down and get it out of the way. And so many of our buildings have been lost, but, you know, if you will notice, I mean, I'll look over at in Tompkinsville. If you notice the old building here, the building here is four brick thick, and the bricks are laid in the American Standard version of bricklaying, which meant every ninth run of bricks, you turn brick crossways to tie the brick together. And I know there, if you look around at some of the buildings over in Tompkinsville, if you go to the wall and look, you count up and you see the same thing there. And I know the home over there that's on the corner that's been for sale forever, you look, take a close look at it, and you look over and say, hey, you know, this is one of those homes that are four brick thick because there's the cross brick in there.
Our store is that way also in Tompkinsville, where it's all brick, and it even has a brick floor in the basement. And best we can determine, it was built somewhere around about the same time as this building was.
You know, the record, we took care of all your old records over there, didn't we?
Yeah. they got burned up when the courthouse burned.
Yeah, when would we, the retaliation. But another time for another story. Okay, now, Mike, you want to talk a little bit about your business over there. I know you do a number of things. Like I said, I know you, as far as the restoration, you have done quite a bit of restoration work for the park system. Even maybe at the Mammoth Cave National Park.
Yeah, we did, I worked for another company then, but we did the walkway over around the ferry that at that time was the longest handicap accessible walkway in the nation. I'm not sure if it still is or not, but it was a little over a mile long on the Mammoth Cave that we did a handicap accessible walkway.
And I know you want to talk just a few minutes about your business over there.
Now, the wooden casket, we make wooden caskets and different, out of different woods and different styles, and try to make everything as personable as we can. We do some where we use their lumber. I have a couple in the store now where they wanted me to use their cedar lumber that had been stacked up outside for 20 years. But they turned out some beautiful pieces. But just want to give people options.
Yeah.
And let you know you don't have to go to the funeral home.
Yeah. Well, most people do have to go finally, but
to get a cat.
Oh, okay. But and also now, when you come into the courthouse here and you go through the Marble Museum, take a look at the. Some of the tables that we have here and some of the things here, if you like the looks of that, Mike also, he does custom work for things like that, and I know he may not like to do a whole lot of them, I know we've had quite a few compliments on, you know, the look of them that fit in with antique furniture.
You know, I made all of the tables that you've used for the museum and most of the picture frames that for the posters and everything that he's used out of the barn wood. And we do a lot of the barn wood. That's been here lately. That's been our number one seller. And between it and the cedar, those two we sell more than we do anything else.
And also, if you need some little display cases, and like I said, if you've got special projects, bring them up there and bring a drawing or whatever and a few specifications and turn him loose on them, and he can build some things for you like that.
Now, we also do urns and flag boxes. We're in the process right now of making an urn for my Uncle Danny.
Yeah.
And
also I know that you have the computer carving.
Yeah, my wife, Stacy, she does that. We have a small CNC to where we can do. We do several charcuterie boards and signs and different things like that. We can either do the laser engraving or the CNC.
Okay, and you can do some pretty nice photographs on those things.
If it's a real good quality picture, we can use the laser and transfer it to wood.
And that is something that is done local right in this area here. And Of course, you don't get in too big a hurry now. When you don't expect it to be turned out the next day, because it doesn't hardly work that way. But
yeah, everything on right at the store depends on our casket sales. That's always comes first.
Right.
On getting those out on time and then replacing one when we sell one.
And I know that having local people doing things for local people, it goes a long way. And of course, anything to do with the wood industry here has always been very, very important. You know, we go we've got one of the biggest log home companies in the world right here in Clay County, and I know that we have one of the largest I guess we'd call it green wood processors here. And that is we'll throw a plug in for that, and maybe we'll get them to advertise here one of these days, and that is the folks over at Anderson, and that all these logs coming through here that you see. And so, you know, it is a big-time industry, anything associated with wood. And then also, we'll have to go down one step lower than that now. Also, I don't know whether he wants me to tell everyone this or not, but if you like to weave baskets, you can go by there, and if you've got some kind of custom design that you like, you know, for a bottom for a basket, they can even do that for you.
Yeah, we use all of our scraps. Of course, I have two cousins, our cousins, that weave baskets, and they teach classes also, so we make the bases for their classes and for the baskets that they make and sell. And then our scraps even go down, once we get lower than that, we take it down to rolling dough, and they use it for their kindling for their pieces. And then the only thing we throw away is our dust from our sanders.
Okay, and it usually blows away and gets in the way. But that's kind of like how you set up the hog processing system, where the only thing they lost was the squeal. And that's kind of the way it is. But, you're reminiscing back a few years ago when we had lots of sawmills here, and I know my father and Mike's grandfather, he was involved in the logging business most of his life. And I can remember maybe the first job I ever had was carrying slabs out away from the sawmill or something or other. But, you know, back in those days, all these sawmills, they would give all the local folks around here, bring your chainsaw up to their big pile of slabs and cut up your winter's wood there. But now none of that happens anymore.
And it all gets ground up.
All gets ground up and make particle board or just various things.
Charcoal.
Right, the charcoal factories that are here. You know, just our logging industry, and like I said, wood industry is great. I know we have quite a few artisans here that make things like the bowls and things like that. So, you know, just lots of things involved in around the wood industry here. And of course, the casket thing over here is of course, you know, based on the wood. And we using our product here to create a product we can use.
And we are Kentucky proud, so that's another thing on with the wood that we use. It's all local wood.
And, well, okay, Mike, I'm going to let you get back to work since he's here today finishing up working on our doors today. And when Joe finished with his little bit, we brought in an emergency guest here for a few minutes, and I appreciate him coming by, and I hope you enjoyed our show this morning. And we once again, we appreciate everyone listening to us. But before we get too much farther, we've got to announce that Jerry Watson and Brenda Watson have no relation, that they have won the birthday anniversary prize for the day. So they come down to the chamber office and pick up your envelope. And we have, once again, we've pretty much closed up, getting ready to put everything back where it belongs. And we'll get all the doors shut down in here for the radio station and work on our doors out in the hallway. And with that, we'll be ready to tell everyone that may the good Lord bless and keep you. And hopefully he'll keep you safe and sound, and you'll be able to tune us in here again next week on WVFB FM 101.5. And with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel. You know, so with that, good day, Clay County.